Dear colleagues, we are about to start. Please move to your seats. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to Geneva. It is my pleasure and honor to declare open this 75th plenary session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Program. And again, a very warm welcome to all of you, and especially to those who traveled from their respective capitals to join us here in Geneva today. Excellencies, dear colleagues, at the end of June 2024, there were approximately 122.6 million individuals around the world who were displaced as a result of persecution, conflict, generalized violence, and human rights violations. This is an increase of 12.6 million when compared to the 110 million forcibly displaced persons at the end of June 2023. To put things into perspective, this is more than double the 59.5 million who were forcibly displaced a decade ago at the end of 2014. This scenario has resulted in enormous challenges for humanitarian organizations like UNHCR. The role of the Executive Committee is helping UNHCR address these challenges, remains catalytic in this respect, and I look forward to the perspectives that you will bring to bear on the subject in our plenary session this week. Before we begin the formal program, I would like to say just how privileged and honored I have been to preside over the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Program during the past year. I have had the opportunity to see up close the important work that UNHCR is doing together with its committed partners, particularly during my field visit to Mauritania in May, but also in my capacity as IOM Council Chair to Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. In my visit with UNHCR in Mauritania, I was moved by the plight of the refugees and people on the move in this protected, often forgotten situation, and I was impressed by the government's inclusive response to the displacement situation in line with the objectives of the Global Compact on Refugees. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I now invite the committee to consider the adoption of the agenda as contained in document A/AC.96/75/1. This year, we will begin with the High Commissioner's opening statement under agenda item number 2. Elements of his statement were shared on October 3rd. Under agenda item 3, a high-level segment on statelessness will be held and the general debate will be launched. Agenda item number 4 will permit us to consider the work of Standing Committee over the past year in the areas of international protection, as well as program budgets, management, financial control, and administrative oversight. Under agenda item number 5, the committee will review reports relating to program and administrative oversight and evaluation. The Executive Committee will, under agenda item number 6, review the program budget for 2025 and will then consider a draft general decision on administrative, financial, and program matters, including approval of the budget. Under agenda item number 7, the committee will be briefed on the global consultations with non-governmental organizations, and under agenda item number 8, the UNHCR Staff Council will make a statement. Agenda item number 9 concerns the program of work of the Standing Committee in 2025, including observer participation for the intersessional period of the 76th session. Under agenda item number 10, the committee will consider the draft provisional agenda for the 76th plenary session of the Executive Committee. And agenda item number 11, the Executive Committee will elect its officers to serve during the next intersessional period and until the end of the 76th session. Following the election, the chairperson-elect will be invited to make a brief statement to the committee. Following agenda item number 12, any other business, the last substantive item is agenda item number 13, the adoption of the report of this session. The 75th plenary session will then end with closing remarks by the High Commissioner and myself under agenda item number 14. Before commenting further organizational matters, may I consider that the provisional agenda can be adopted? It is so decided. I would now like to say a few words about the speaking arrangements. The list of speakers for the general debate, agenda item number 3, was opened on September 16th, and the provisional list was shared with delegations on October 10. Delegations have received an organizational note on speaking arrangements from the Secretariat, outlining the procedures for any amendments to the list of speakers, and are asked to follow them in order to facilitate the smooth running of the general debate. Should a state or organization speaking on behalf of a group of states or group of organizations wish to make a statement, they should inform the Secretariat well in advance of the relevant agenda item. Delegations are asked to limit their statements to 5 minutes, including in the case of a country or organization representing a group of countries or organizations. I would like to appeal to everyone to keep their statements to the allotted time, to maintain a normal speed when making their statements, and to provide an advance copy to the Secretariat in order to facilitate interpretation. Finally, I would like to recall that we are here because of our common desire to help people who have been forced to flee their homes and because of our shared humanitarian values. With this in mind, I would like to emphasize the purely and strictly humanitarian and non-political nature of our discussions this week. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it now gives me great pleasure to invite the High Commissioner to address the committee.